Welcome everyone to the first UWAS podcast. It's a great pleasure to host this. And we are sitting here with Alexandra Audemars-Verger. My name is Andreas Kronbichler and I'm co-hosting this UWAS podcast together with Annelies Berden. Alexandra Audemars-Verger works at the Université de Tours. She's professor in the Department of Internal Medicine, Clinical Immunology. So we are starting with the first question, and thank you, Alexandra, for joining us. What were the most difficult hurdles to overcome when creating the IgA vasculitis recommendations?
Hello, Andreas. Hello, Annelies. Thank you for having me. In fact, one of the most difficulty was to make recommendations without much evidence-based medicine. For instance, clinical trial. They will be based on a clinical expertise, but on the other way, it represents its strength and response to unmet medical need in a rare disease where it's difficult for a doctor to acquire clinical expertise.
And do you expect that these recommendations will finally highlight the unmet needs in this disease?
Yes, I hope so. We have been working since 2.5 years, a lot of work, so I think it will be useful for our patients. I do think they can improve the care of EGAV adult patients, giving really practice-based concrete insights, tool for the physician on diagnosis and also on treatments and in follow-up.
That's very important for us all. What has creating this group and initiative brought to you personally or professionally?
So much. First of all, it brings me happiness to federate, to create a working group in this rare disease where there are several unmet needs. And also the chance to encounter amazing colleagues from different countries. The European working group, the UGAVAS working group, will also be a chance to conduct in the incoming years clinical trial who are lacking to treat our patients today.
Thank you. That sounds very exciting and also sounds like you formed a base for the future to work further. A question from nephrology. A lot of nephrologists still consider that an IgA nephropathy pattern on a kidney biopsy should be managed the same way as an IgA nephropathy without IgAV symptoms. What are your thoughts on this?
I want to say to the nephrologists that I adore see below the kidney, because IgAV also involves the skin, the guts, the groin. Also, clinical trials have been conducted to decipher whether IgAN and IgAN nephropathy in the context of IgAV should be managed in the same way or not. It's not clear-cut. We have to perform a clinical trial to demonstrate if it's the same disease or not. Personally, I don't think so, but maybe I'm wrong. The future will tell us.
So I think there is still a very long way to go, right, in this field, because like you need to create the evidence, and I think you're on a good way to do so. So looking further actually to childhood, what is the importance for pediatricians and Henoch-Schönlein purpura? Because this is a well-known phenomenon. But what should all physicians know about adult IgA vasculitis?
So much things I will answer that I will recommend maybe to the pediatrician to read the paper we will release on position statements. Will be maybe a first step. But if you have 1 hour or more, I can explain everything.
That would be wonderful. But we have a couple of minutes. Thank you for your wonderful questions. Maybe on a lighter note, we've seen that you're a world traveler. What was the most spectacular place you ever visited? Could be research related or not. And what's maybe on your bucket list for place to visit?
Definitely. I love traveling all around the world. Recently, I had the chance to be to the US, to Washington, and I really enjoy my time over there visiting the city, the museum. On my bucket list, so many destinations, but if I have to choose in this moment, I would like to go to Turkey. It's quite simple, but I never been to. I would like to go to Istanbul to see a sunset and the Ditra place. It will be one of my dreams.
I think, you know, Annelies and I have been to Istanbul and we can certainly understand your bucket list because it's a beautiful place, yeah. And you will definitely enjoy going there. So I think we are very in depth that you spent some time with us today, and we are very happy to see the guidelines recommendations in publication soon, and then you know, learn more about IgA vasculitis via these initiatives, and also see all the studies you're performing in the future. So thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you for both of you.